Celebrate him. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. He's always the same.
He's always just the same.
Are you not glad he's the same?
Oh, praise his holy name.
That's the reason why.
That is the reason why I love him so.
That is the reason why.
That is the reason why
I love him so.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
Oh, he's wonderful.
It's Jesus.
Are you worshiping or singing a song?
It's Jesus.
Come on, minister to him.
It's Jesus.
Oh, he's wonderful.
He's Jesus.
Shout hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Jesus, you are wonderful.
He's Jesus.
Oh, he's wonderful.
He's Jesus.
Oh, he's wonderful.
Jesus.
Oh, he's marvelous.
He's Jesus.
Shout hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me get started by welcoming the person on your left and your right and say, well, you're welcome to DP. Please be seated. Love you right back. God bless you. God bless you. Psalm 138, I want to start reading from verse 13. Psalm 138. But before I start reading, David said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. If it was a normal time, why would he be saying it? If it was a Sunday or Tuesday service, it's an odd time. But they said to him, that wasn't the time he was supposed to go. They said to him, let us go. And he was glad. Where else will I be if I'm not before the Lord? I know that we Christians don't approach God. We don't go and disappear. We are always in God's presence. But there's a time, apart from the fact that it's ubiquitous, there's a time he manifests his presence. When you come like this, you don't know what happens to you. Anything done by the power of the night, anything done to you is undone. There's a button you can press. Hallelujah. Some of you don't know what happens to you just in one service. You just walk out, and what the enemy thought should have happened, don't happen. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You'll not be down. You'll not be discouraged. The enemy will not bounce you off in the name of Jesus. I've told you to turn to Psalm 139, verse 13. Psalm 139, verse 13. Psalm 139. He said, you formed me. You form my inward parts. You cover my mother's womb. So God started relating to you, not even in your mother's womb. But the psalmist caught a revelation and said, in my mother's womb, you began to relate. Some people think they just appeared. What you're proud about, your gift. You just woke up and discovered you could sing. You just discovered that you could negotiate. You discover that you have a political gift. You didn't buy it. Somebody put it there. So why are you proud? God started relating with you in your mother's womb. Actually, before then, he started relating with you. But David caught the revelation that even in my mother's womb. In fact, go to verse 14. Verse 14 says, I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wondrous are your works. I love the last part. It says, and that my soul, my emotions, my imagination, my memory knows very well. I know you won't like what I'm about to say. You don't need counseling. I know you don't like it, but I would say it. It's not your type that they are talking about, that you've been thinking of suicide. He said, this guy said, my soul knows. You can't discourage me. What I'm going through is for a while. I just offended somebody. Verse 15. Maybe on the TV. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret. Newsflash. The devil was not there when I was made. As carefully, oh my God. You can complain about my nose. You can complain about my height. I was carefully wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Verse 16. That's where I'm going to stop because of time. Your eyes saw my substance. You know that. You know what that means. Being yet unformed. So there's no mistake about you. I said yesterday, even if your parents said we were not expecting you, God was expecting you. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book, oh my God, I must work this out. So there's a book written for you. Oh, they might not invite you for their party. There's a book written for me. No wonder Jesus said the volume of books. So the book is not just a book, it's voluminous. If you don't like where you are right now, keep moving, keep opening. Better is the end of a matter. The chapter you are in right now, yeah, you are jumping fences. Your actors don't die. When you see him jump, you just wait till the end. Actors don't die. You are the actor in that book. A book was written. The day is fashioned for me. So nobody can cut down your life except you accept. When as yet there were none of them. When I had not started, God already budgeted. Why will he tell me the days I will live? He said, God, teach us to allot our days that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. Psalm 90. Days were given to you. When I've taught you that God talks in days, not in years. Because every day counts. You know today, yesterday was tomorrow. But when you stepped into tomorrow, it became today. You're already in your tomorrow. Isaiah 46 verse 3, quickly. Isaiah 46 verse 3. The Bible said, listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnants of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from the earth. See, some of you thought, oh, when I started going to Kosa, God knew me. No, from birth. Who have been carried from the womb. Oh, let me read to verse 4 for time's sake. Even to your old age. So, from beginning, from the womb to the tomb. Even to your gray hairs, I will carry you. If you know God will carry you here, shout hallelujah. It's not those who walk by their whims and caprice. I will carry you. I have made you. I will bear you. Even I will carry you and I will deliver you. There is no weapon formed against you that I will not step in. Why? Because you are obeying my word. I have not started with my message. In Job 31 verse 15, there's a question there. Job 31. He said, did not he made me in the womb? Is he not the same person that made me that made them? Did not the same one fashion us in the womb? I am showing you many scriptures in the mouth of two or three witnesses, the truth will be established. I'm showing you many scriptures to let you know you didn't just start existing in year 2022. You see this mentality, you have somebody informed it. And the person was deliberate. Because if you don't know this, every other thing I'm saying, don't think I don't know what to say. I've not even started the series yet. I'm talking about everybody can be somebody. Then the first thing I'm putting in your hand is your vision. I've not started. I have an entire month to share on this. But if you don't understand that God started relating with you before you were born, That was why I showed you Psalm 139. That God saw your substance when it was not formed. So no longer should you complain, oh, I wish my hand was longer. Everything has a purpose. People who bully you, say things to you, say you are good for nothing, they are sponsored by somebody. Said in Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you, I knew you. In verse 14 of Psalm 139, it says, my soul, and that my soul knows very well. My soul knows very well. This is what I was advised, so that you don't get me wrong. Anything you're doing, you're going to the hospital, you know I'm not against that. You're going for counseling, you can go for counseling. But don't go like an unbeliever. That's what I'm saying. Don't get me wrong. Don't go like an unbeliever. What will deliver you from drugs, I tell you, you may not agree with me, is not counsel. Demons don't listen to counsel. He rebuked the wind and spoke to the sea. When we deal with demons, then you can go for counseling. There are people that even in the counseling hospital, they are smoking again. There are nurses that dodge drugs for them. You may not agree with me, but I'm telling you the truth. He rebuked the wind and spoke to the sea. You don't rebuke the sea. God made the sea. The sea is only responding to what the wind did. So don't counsel the devil and don't rebuke a man. He won't listen. Did you get the balance now? God said David said, in your books were written my days, yet when I didn't have any of the days. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another. And the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance. When men were writing on stones, God had books. In Revelation 20, verse 12. The Bible says in Revelation 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead and the small and the great standing before God. And the books were opened. I have an album downstairs. If you have time, please ask to see it. It's very big. It's like this TV. Bigger than this TV. An album of events. I invited a guest. The wife was looking at the album. I said, this album is as big as me. I can imagine how big God's book is. God gives you a thought, you don't write it down. Secrets, eternal. He said he has kept eternity in our heart. You don't write it down. Books. Paul says, the disciple he mentioned. He said, bring my books to me. Paul had books. God has books. Why won't you have books? If you ask me, they were clearing my office in Ilorin many years ago, and somebody sent me some of the most precious gifts I have right now. Sent me the books of my messages that I preach in the morning. I took some of them, but I forgot maybe three of them. I still preach from those books till today. Somebody asked me, how do you remember what you preached? Because when I'm preaching something, I say, look for the tape. I preached it when I was in London. How do you remember? Books. The faintest pencil is sharper than the sharpest brain. Okay. Why do people not fulfill? If God knows me from the womb, if God has spoken to me right from, why is it that I'm not where God told me to be? I've read books. They've told me I should do what is right. I should do what I like. Even pastor said, when I discover my dream, it won't be a surprise to me. I've always done it. And what I'm doing right now, I think God has inspired me to do. Why is it that they are not in the middle of what God says they should do? Number one, I want you to know before I start moving forward that people listen to wrong people. I've told you the person I want to make close for you. Find out what they're wearing. Ask questions. Why do you have 3 boyfriends? I'm trying them. Who informed it? My auntie. Where's your auntie? She's divorced. And you are listening to her. The fact that someone is related to you does not mean that you should listen to them. Oh, Job says, I used to think age was wisdom. Some people have lived long and they've done the wrong things all their lives. Why did he hear that God anointed? Why did he marry Jezebel? Why was he ruling people wrongly? In 2 Chronicles 22 verse 3, 2 Chronicles 22 verse 3, the Bible says he also, Ahab, walked in the ways, he also, beg your pardon, walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother advised him to do wickedly. His mother advised him to do wickedly. Can you imagine you are already wrong and you are advising your child to do wickedly before the Lord? How can you do that? There are people that will say, I'm already in hell. My children will not be in hell. Even the rich man in hell said, I have 6 other brothers. Father Abraham, please let me go and tell them. In Psalm 1 verse 1, very popular scripture in Koza. Blessed is the man. What does he not do? He does not listen to the counsel. Please allow me to say, ungodly counsel are flying everywhere. You must be discerning. And the devil knows how to catch you. I've never been tempted to rob a bank before. The devil works with your desires. He knows you need money. You are vulnerable because you like clothes. You are vulnerable because you like cars. So he will route what he wants to do through those things. And they will give you an advice. There's a way that seems right to a man. You put a knife on his neck, he tells you that's the right thing to do. I wish it was the beginning that was destruction, then he would have turned back. The end is destruction. See, I will never follow the counsel of the ungodly. Everybody said, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. Everybody. But there was a rich man prepared by God who had enough money to buy a tomb. By the rock. He went because he had influence. Went to Pontius Pilate to ask for the dead body of Jesus Christ, Joseph, from a city called Arimathea. He was a Jewish person, but he was influential. Because I want you to read it. Luke 23:50. Quickly. I want you to read it. Now behold, there was a man called Joseph. Let's read 51. He was a good and just man. He had not consented to their decision. Indeed, he was from Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who himself was waiting for the kingdom of God. Who spoke to him? And he had money. Once you have money, you start behaving like this. The young rich ruler had nothing. Those things had him. May you, I've prayed that prayer so I can pray for you. May you not have anything that will bounce you off God. Look at verse 52. In verse 52, now behold, there was a man named Joseph, a council member. God put him there. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus Christ. He had enough money to buy a tomb. He had bought it. Not even knowing they would crucify Jesus. How many of you have kingdom in your heart? Once you start getting influence, you just abandon church. You abandon anything God. Because money is your motivation. House, cars. You will have all those things. And I can preach about it. Hallelujah. It's getting quiet here. What's going on? It's sinking. Number two, because of time, there is a counsel within. In Luke 12, verse 17, you remember the rich fool that had a lot of crops. The Bible says in verse 17. Luke 12:17. Give it to me. Luke 12:17. Hallelujah. He thought within himself, saying, what shall I do since I have no room to stop? What do you think when you're alone? What do you think within yourself? In Psalm 103 verse 1, David said, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Which means his emotions, his intellect didn't want to bless God. He commanded, said, all that is within me, bless his holy name. I love verse 2. He said, forget not all his benefits. When did that start? If you are within me, I must command you. What do you think when you are alone? Some of you, if the devil tells you, be angry now, you just be angry. If you start feeling bad. You start feeling bad. You don't control yourself. Leadership cannot be given to you. God cannot trust you with something enduring. If you are bounced, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine and trickery of men that lie in wait to deceive. Ephesians 4:11. If you read from verse 14, you see that there. Ephesians 4 from verse 14. That we should henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro. There is something called deceitful plotting. When they plot for you, you start thinking what you will do December from August. And you will say, God spoke to me. Who spoke to you? Anything that is not in line with what God has told you is not. God, he said, I'm the Lord your God. I change not. He can advance his instructions. But if it's diametrically opposed, there's something wrong somewhere. That is why people are stuck. And when you say someone is doing well, I should ask you a question. What do you mean? Hallelujah. Okay, because of time, let me move to the second one. Are you getting something?
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 8 verse 9. I want you to read the KJV for me. I want to hear the KJV. Associate yourself. This looks like an incantation. O ye people, ye shall be broken into pieces. Some people think when a lot of people say something, I had to join them. No. What is God saying to you? Only you, God can be talking to you. And you, he said, I sought for a man. Do you know the reason why many people perish? Because he didn't speak out. Associate yourself, O ye people. Ye shall be broken. Give here, all ye far countries. Guard yourself, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Guard yourself. You shall be broken in pieces. Verse 10, he said, take counsel together. There was a house in Ilorin where they were talking about Koza. The house till today, they don't know where the fire started from. And everybody in that family is a non-entity today. Non-entity today. Including the member that started. Don't let your house be that house where they'll be talking about God. No matter what. Go and solve it. Go to the person direct. That's what the Bible has told you what to do. Go to the person. Say, hey, this is what I heard. This is what the Bible says. Talk to them. If the person doesn't agree, take a brother. If they don't agree, go to the church. But you are telling people that have no business about that thing. It's called gossip. And go and read your Bible. What happens to gossips? They die. Everyone that betrayed died. They committed suicide in the Bible. Take counsel together. It shall come to naught. It shall come to naught. So that some people are gathering together. They are talking about you. And you are feeling bad. There are 8 billion people on earth, if not more. Let all of them gather. I know what God told me. If I'm doing something wrong, I will change it. But they can't, they don't bond them well to counsel what God has said. Hallelujah. It shall come to naught. Speak the word, it shall not stand. Why? For God is with us. Ahithophel, David heard in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 31. I don't have time to open into it. That Ahithophel had joined his son Absalom. He prayed a prayer. Lord, don't let this boy follow the advice of Ahithophel. If he follows the advice, I'm dead. Ahithophel knows all my strategies, knows where I'm going. Hey, Lord Jesus, if you knew you are with me, don't let this boy be stupid. Ahithophel committed suicide in 2 Samuel 17. You would have thought, if you read 4 and 23, you would have thought Ahithophel was proud. No, he knows David will kill him. He has to die. Because people die for rebellion. In Job chapter 5, verse 12, quickly, guys, I will say what I have to say, I mean, with the time that I have. The Bible says, he disappointed the device of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform the enterprise. Wake up! There are crafty people that have plans. Somebody who has been displaced. I traveled with someone to do something for church. He said, because 5, I'm already up. I wake him up in his room where I slept, where he slept. Then we pray. Then we go to the market in the heat of Dubai. Have you been to Dubai when there was heat before? There's no air. I'm walking from Mornington. He said, Pastor, do you walk like this? I said, what else will I do if I don't work for God? Everything you're seeing in this church, I bought it. We didn't contract anything out. I bought it for God. There were times I had $100,000 and I was sharing a room in Dubai to buy. I'm not lying to you. I was sharing a room. You don't want to know where I kept the money. You don't want to know. I'm telling you. I'm not lying to you. You know, they pack luggage in Dubai before the expo. How many people are going to pack there? 7 people. Okay. Call 6. I'm the 7th. Nobody was there. Nobody said thank you. Are you following? That was how it worked. The person said, Pastor, let me tell you something. You know, this person called me and said this to me. I said, let me tell you. What you're doing right now, I called him to do it before. He did this. Don't let me say it. I said, the reason why he's telling you that is because what you are doing is the one that was doing it before. And I just didn't fight him. I just bypassed him and called you. I prayed and God said I should call you. Did you tell me you could do this? I'm even shocked that I could do it. That was why I called you. So there are crafty people. Some people, when they leave where God has placed them, is when they realize that there is nothing about them. The only honor is because of where God has placed them. Imagine if I was in Pastor of Koza. Some of you may not greet me because in myself, I'm nothing. I'm just a mere man. The honor, there was a place I preached, a year I preached outside a lot. The lowest on the ring was 10 million. Do you think it was what I preached? No, it's because of Koza. Remove Koza. Remove God. I'm nothing. So when people get out of where God has placed them, they realize. Then they become offensive. Then they tell you things from their perspective. Then if you don't listen to them, they want to take somebody out. Have you seen someone drowning before? He wants you to drown with them. Not because he wants. He's going down. He wants you also to go down. There is a device of the craft. But the Lord is disappointed. Amen. That amen is not correct. Amen. Are you a crafty person? I said God will disappoint it. Oh, I'm out of time. But I'll preach this thing. Because tomorrow I may not feel like it again. Moses' ministry was bigger than Jethro's ministry. But Jethro had more experience. I wish I had time. Moses was raised in a house where there was jars, where they used to put the oracle. That was where he was raised. How will he know how to stand between God and men? Jethro taught him. He wanted to step into the vision of God. God said, not with the knowledge of Egypt. I need to take you to Jethro. The most despicable thing to do is to work for your father-in-law. And Jethro's ministry was small. But Moses, because he didn't know, he was counseling from morning till night. Jethro told him, ask God when you see God. Should be you talk to God. Appoint people, you will kill yourself this way. Assume Moses didn't listen. He would have died. In Exodus 18, 19, down. Read it. We don't have time. There's something called the counsel of the Lord. In Isaiah 30, verse 1. Isaiah 30, you must read this. I'm going to read verse 1 and 2 to you, Isaiah 30. Woe to rebellious children. Why do you call them rebellious? You know, it was in Abuja I heard that. You know, say, you are a father now. A father is a dustbin? No, where I came from, a father. You give the best honor to your father. You don't say, because someone is your father, you treat him. No. You give the best honor to your father. It was at Metro Plaza. Someone said, I love this church, but I'm not used to celebrating pastor. I said, I opened the Bible. I said, those who rule well among you, particularly those who teach in the world, they are worthy of double honor. Is your background that is warped. It's not in line with the scriptures. Because where he was raised, I schooled in that area. You shake hands with your father in the morning. It was when my father died that I knew that he had a mark on his face. That's extreme. When I told my son, he said, you mean you didn't see your father's face? I said, I looked up. By training, that's extreme. If you preach well, I will celebrate you. Anybody who do well, if what I give to you is doing well, I will celebrate you. I will talk about you. Because that's what the Bible says. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, who take counsel. They take counsel, but that counsel is not of God. So it's possible to take, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. You can talk to 100 people and none of them have the counsel of God. Am I complicating the issues for you? I'm asking you to wake up. And who devised a plan? By next year, February, I will do this. I will travel here. And the plan, not by my spirit, capital S. They are sin to sin. But I didn't fornicate. Is a sin to have plans for your life that is not God's plan. Proverbs 3 verse 5, you know the scripture, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not in your own understanding. I love verse 6, in all your ways, not some of your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct. What you are doing right now is God directing it, or you are directing yourself. Why is it that when you are stuck, you will say, God, who I've saved you, I go to DPE. No. Is he the one directing your path? In Ezra chapter 8, verse 21. I wish I had time. Ezra chapter 8, verse 21. They proclaimed the fast. You know why they fasted? Because their king was an unbelieving king. Some of you have unbelieving uncles. Some of you have unbelieving cousins. They are the ones you go to when you have a problem. So those ones will laugh when you go. I say, okay. Before I was saying what I was doing was wrong. My work is on computer. I won't mention the work. Now he's coming to me now to ask for money. This guy, Ezra, preferred to fast. He said, he even told animals to fast. Their children to fast. Why? Because they've told the king. I love verse 22. Read it. For I was ashamed to request of the king an escort of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemies on the road, because we have spoken to the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon those who seek it. The king was there. Why couldn't God seek it? So they decided to fast. They decided not to ask. God, if you read from verse 23, God heard them. And we fasted and entreated our God, and he answered our prayers. God, we answer you. Amen. I say, God, we answer you. Amen. One day I was going to Alaba. I never told you it was me. I have always told you the story, but I never told you it was me. There was a hold up. Someone just branch. I told the driver, I called him, branch. He went left, I went left. He went right, I went left. He just faced the gate. I thought it was a shortcut. Shorter cut can become a longer cut. Somebody shout, counsel of the Lord. Rise to your feet. We're out of time. I'm out of time. 7:03. You're going to pray. Okay, let me declare over you because of time. I pray that the counsel of the Lord will stand in your life. Amen. I pray that the Lord frustrate the counsel of the crafty. Amen. Anything that the devil is secretly doing, anybody calling your name, speaking to your picture, manipulating you. Because if you can't cut the lion, you cut the cup. How can we make that pastor angry again? How can we make that family depressed again? Somebody will just leave. Somebody will just do it. We don't know why people are leaving, you know. They can leave if they choose to hear. He said, the voice of the stranger, they will not follow. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, you will disappoint every plan of the crafty. The voice of the stranger, you will not follow. If you believe in a threefold, amen. Proverbs 21:30. I want you to see it before I declare it over you. Proverbs 21:30. There is no wisdom. There is no wisdom. You know, they wanted to make Ahab fall. God said, he's already anointed. How can I make him fall? A lying spirit came from them. Say, I can lie to him to go. He would die in battle. Micaiah said, don't go. He said, I will go. Because a lot of people said, go. There is no wisdom. There is no understanding. There is no counsel against the Lord. I prophesy. What God has said concerning you will stand. In the name of Jesus. The counsel of the enemy shall not stand. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Lamentations 3:37 say, who is he that speaks and come to pass when the Lord has not commanded? You can have a setback for a while, but the counsel of the Lord shall stand in your life. Every ill was spoken against you. Anything people have said behind you. Anything, any incantation, X or O, anything they are saying. We not walk in the name of Jesus. We not walk in the name of Jesus. In Acts 5:38, I wish I had time to read it to you. Gamaliel said, listen, are they the first to come up? We had bad Jesus. We had this Jesus. They came. He said, if he's of God, he will stand. If he's of the devil, it will not stand. I pray in the name of Jesus. That thing you are doing, maybe you are struggling, still doing it. It will stand. There's a time you speak for your vision. There's a time your vision speaks for you. This vision will speak for you. Their counsel will not stand. Anybody mocking your prayers, laughing at you, maybe because you're coming to church or because you're following God, is the ways of God is well, I am older than you. The Bible says the ways of a transgressor is hard. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will surprise your adversaries. You will come back with a testimony. I say you will come back with a testimony. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and give thanks. Receive wisdom where you are.